This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, yet another live Saturday edition where we will take your calls about anything you want to discuss. I have to say that Ferguson, Missouri continues to be on my plate of things of interest. Your calls are certainly welcome on whatever is on yours. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And Mark, if you get a chance, we'll also be talking about a disturbing proposal.
Yeah, I've got it.
In Wired magazine.
Yep.
About something that doesn't sound really Wired-related. Wired's about the internet technology. This is about restricting population.
Yes.
So if we get a chance, we'll hit that. Your call's welcome. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We'll give you the update on Ferguson in a moment. Let's open up with AC right out the gate, listening in Ohio. AC, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, first off, before I get into the story, I want to talk about, I want to say, last night I got done listening to that after show you had with James Witten. I got to admit, that was some pretty funny stuff. It was very amusing.
Thanks. You're talking about one of our shows earlier this week. I think it was the Thursday night after show. But anyway, what did you want to comment on tonight, please?
Well, okay. So have you guys heard of Amendment 2 in Florida that will help legalize medical marijuana?
Is this the one that's only restricted to, like, oil, like cannabis oil or something like that?
I'm not sure, but apparently there's this amendment too that's appearing on the Florida ballot in November that if it makes it in, it'll legalize medical marijuana in Florida. But anyway, there's an anti-marijuana group in Florida who are making claims that, and this is funny, legalizing cannabis for medical purposes could lead to date rape.
Wow, that's pretty ridiculous. I guess that's, yeah, as you know, they have to get pretty desperate when they're trying to attack against the anti-prohibition crowd. Because the idea of legalizing drugs, especially cannabis, is a damn good idea, and the idea that medical cannabis is going to lead to date rapes seems like it would be completely without any kind of merit or evidence whatsoever. It's absolutely absurd.
Well, somehow in Florida, the medical marijuana issue has become partisanized. It's, you know, the Democrats want it and the Republicans don't.
Is that right?
And it's very strange. There's a powerful attorney. I can't remember his name, but Morgan, I think, is his last name. And he, you know, his shtick is Morgan calling Gilbert
for the people.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He just sounds Democratic, uh-huh, right? And somehow or another, it's been like, you know, this powerful lawyer, and he's a powerful lawyer in Florida.
This is the kind of attorney, you and I are originally from the Sun Coast of Florida, which, yes, is just south of Tampa.
And this guy advertises across the state.
This is the kind of attorney who has the back page of the phone book,
yeah,
with his face on the back of it in color.
In every phone, yeah, book across, yeah, the state.
Right.
So, it's his support essentially has partisanized the issue. Hmm. It may never have gotten through without his support, though. So I've got to say, I believe that in the battle to make people more free, that specifically about medical marijuana, that when you have these people that need medical marijuana, specific types of cancer, other conditions that medical marijuana is very helpful for, these are the wounded on the battlefield. Let's get them off the battlefield, yeah, and then you can start talking about medical marijuana and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and if the claim
recreational marijuana.
Well, in this case, it's medical in Florida, right, that they're proposing.
Yes, but then you can talk about,
right,
recreational.
If the claim is that medical cannabis is going to lead to date rape, then let's talk to the people who presumably would be victims of that date rape. Let's talk to women. I mean, I guess some guys could be date raped as well, but let's talk to some of those folks and see how they feel about it, because I think that a lot of people are ready for this. This is a thing that is certainly a it's certainly something that young people are looking at and saying, wow, these laws still exist. Laws against marijuana are still there, and we're in the 21st century. Yeah, it's time to move ahead on this. So, AC, was there any other highlights or lowlights, if you will, from the anti-cannabis campaign down there in Florida?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to just share quick one of their advertisements. This group is called No On Two, and they recently posted on Facebook asking, will the face of date rape look like a cookie? And in the ad, a man and woman are portrayed hugging with an arrow pointing to a Photoshopped cannabis cookie in the man's back pocket. And I'm like,
wow.
It's hilariously ridiculous.
Does anyone take that seriously? I mean, there must be people who
Florida is chock full of geriatrics,
yeah.
And they get out and they vote. So do
but
they take that seriously?
Smoke pot in
these
the 30s?
People, a lot of these people have never smoked marijuana. I'm sorry to tell you, but we're not talking about 60-year-olds here. We're talking about 80-year-olds.
Now cookies are weapons.
You know what the old story about Sarasota, Florida is? Everybody's parents live in Sarasota,
and their parents.
And their parents live in Venice.
Thanks, AC, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, maybe you're in Florida. And
a redneck uncle lives in Bradenton.
You know a little bit more about this group. He said the group is called No On Two. So I imagine we can pull up a website from these folks and find all kinds of ridiculous claims. There's just no shortage. You know, the prohibitionists, there's no shortage of absolutely outlandish claims. I remember that one of the classic ones is that you'll grow breasts if you're a man if you smoke cannabis. The old then there's the other claim that it's masturbation that grows hair on your palms, right? That's
right.
Not cannabis. All right. We don't want to mix our myths here. Let's go to David in Columbia. You're on Free Talk Live. That's Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, David.
Hi there. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. Are you listening on WQXL down there?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Go ahead.
What I wanted to address, I've only heard it mentioned one time regarding the situation in Ferguson, and that is the implication that the officer involved with the shooting actually drove away with part of the crime scene, if you will. And,
okay, so you're saying there's a claim that that happened and it didn't happen, or what?
No, there's a caller on some show made reference to the fact or the implication that the police officer that shot Mr. Brown actually drove away in the vehicle where a part of the crime, if you will, took place.
Mm-hmm.
His actual patrol car.
I haven't heard it, but, you know, I mean, obviously there wasn't any big concern as far as this police officer goes. When police are investigating police, they tend to get the the treatment, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And I'm wondering if it will be known as to whether or not it's common practice for them to have had dashboard cams or whatever you call those things.
You mean the police themselves?
Yes.
I've heard rumor that there is a dashboard cam and that there is video, but it obviously has not yet been released. That's just, you know, hearsay. I don't know whether that's true, but it's just what I've heard. Anything else you want to share tonight, David?
Yeah, regarding the situation, for some reason, I just find it hard to have any confidence or faith in anything that comes out of that particular police department, the city police department. I just they had an opportunity to be upstanding, and then when they revealed this video yesterday at the time that they did it, that caused me to believe that they have no intention. So,
yeah, surprise, surprise. The police circle the wagons when one of theirs is under attack, and they protect one another quite frequently. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And I think a lot of people are having their eyes opened to the police state by this Ferguson issue. At least that's some of the feedback that that I've been hearing, is that, you know, some of this Bearcat, MRAP, these armored tank vehicles coming out, troops in the streets wearing camouflage, holding machine guns. I mean, yeah, I understand it happened after the Boston bombing, but when it happens now in different areas of the country, certainly more people are going to key into it, and so people are paying attention, at least some people, and they're seeing how scary this is out there.
It's scary on both sides. I mean, you have violent the protests aren't all peaceful. There's violent protests. Stores are getting looted.
Right. Well,
set
apparently
on fire,
it kicked up again last night.
Yeah.
That's the latest in this story. In fact, I've got a piece here from both Fox News and Yahoo. Let's see. Also, STL Today, which, of course, that's St. Louis. There has been a state of emergency declared and a curfew has been imposed. You know, if you ever wondered whether you're a free individual or not, wait until the government imposes a curfew, and then you'll find out that you really are just a serf on a plantation. Can't leave your house after a certain time of night. We'll give you more detail here in moments. 855, 450 free. Maybe they'll give you a hall pass, though. You remember what it was like in grade school? Well, it's just like that now, just writ large. You can take control here. Share your thoughts on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 855, 450 free.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 450 free. That's 855 450 free.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Ferguson, certainly hot on the news and certainly a big issue to me. It's putting the police state on display for a lot of people to see who might not have realized just how far things have gone. I mean, yeah, the Bearcats and the MRAPs, these armored personnel carrier vehicles, these have been handed out like candy by the federal government to police departments as small as our very own Keene, New Hampshire, with a population of 25,000. I think over 300 of these were handed out, and that was 2 years ago. It's probably closer to 500 now. I'm just speculating on that one, but I know as of 2012, when Keene got theirs, it was 300. Nationwide, and the military tools continue to pour into the hands of the police. They're only going to use it against you and me. We'll talk about the curfew coming up in Ferguson. That's been put out there for tonight.
Need focus? Are you feeling fatigued? Are you trying to get that extra edge when it counts? You can look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show that 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so that you can get things done. Businessmen around the world continue to talk about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge that they need. They provide the highest premium modafinil with the highest potency so that you can enjoy significant results. This is why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio program, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if your local prescription requirements and laws apply. Free Talk Live and ModUp aren't going to do that. So modup.net is a supporter of the Bitcoin community, and you can order from modup.net with Bitcoin and get a 33% discount. And make it the deal even sweeter, use code FTL, and you can get 10 free tablets with your order. So use that code, FTL, when you order from modup.net. Ian, we actually had a listener ordered this, and you said that they had great results.
Yep, that's what I've heard. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, and we'll talk to Patrick, listening in Panama City to Talk Radio 101. Hey, Patrick.
Yes, sir. I'd like to leave an unbiased opinion, and I'll leave the air. I Googled and researched that street Michael Brown was shot on. It's a 35-mile-an-hour zone, 60 feet wide, with 36-inch-wide handicap-accessible sidewalks on both sides.
Okay.
And the other thing is that Michael Brown was not a teenager. He was an 18-year-old with a high school diploma. I'll leave the air.
That's not a teenager?
18-year-olds are technically teenagers.
Well, yes, but in a court of law, and if you're in the military, because I did 20 years in the Army, 17 years old, I was able to buy a house and a new car. And most veterans under 19 years old would be offended if you called them a teenager at that age with their accomplishments. They're young adults.
Well, people can be offended about whatever they want. The word teen exists in the actual amount of, you know, the number that it represents their age. So by definition, they're a teenager.
Yeah.
So what's the point of doing the research on the road? Where were you going with that?
Oh, I'm a subcontractor for the State Highway Department, and that's how I came up with that. And the other thing is that the word teenager is a spinoff from the 1928 as a catch-on words. No one ever said teen back then. It just rhymed with, it was a play on words and numbers, 13, 14, 15.
I guess what I don't understand, what I want to understand, and Mark, maybe you're getting it and I'm missing it, but you brought in all this information about the road and how long the, you know, the how wide the sidewalks were. What were you trying to...
Well, my suggestion would be that that a person who is walking in the middle of the road when there is a big sidewalk would be a person who, you know, perhaps should have got their butt over to the sidewalk.
Right, that's my point. And those streets were cut in 1993 and improved, and it's 60 feet wide. That's why the officer said something to him, because it is an improved road at 35 miles per hour.
Well, the officer allegedly stopped him because he was walking down the middle of the road, right? And that's, by definition, that's disorderly conduct. So when you're blocking the roadway and preventing cars from going to their destination, that's typically known as disorderly conduct in the criminal statutes. So if that was the reason why he stopped him, it's a legitimate reason to, you know, I think for the police to stop someone. Hey, man, can you get out of the road, please? But the officer apparently also claimed that he saw cigars in his hand, and that was another reason that he stopped him, that he had supposedly just robbed, allegedly, some kind of a liquor store and jacked with a friend and jacked some cigars
off the counter, like a $50 box of cigars. So anyway, Patrick, anything else you want to share tonight about the case?
No, sir. I have no complaints. I love your station.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, who knows whether Mike Brown actually had the cigars in his hand, as the officer claimed. That's not real clear.
I thought that that part's confusing me a little bit.
All right.
So I know that there was a robbery. It would seem odd to stop everybody in everybody who had cigars, though.
Well, he believed that he fit the description, apparently, of the alleged suspect. Plus, he had cigars allegedly in his hand, at least according to the officer in question here.
Okay. Well,
we saw nothing
changes that a unarmed man was shot in the back, right?
Exactly. And even if he had been armed, he wasn't allegedly waving his arms at the police. He wasn't threatening in any way towards them, as I understand it. He had run away. Now, there was an alleged scuffle, I guess, between the cop and him in the police car.
I guess the problem here is that it's transparency. I'm supposed to believe the police officer in this circumstance. Mm-hmm. And I have...
There were witnesses as well, apparently.
Well, there were witnesses, and the witnesses, you know, don't necessarily back up the police officer's story, and that's a difficult situation. It drags the whole racial component into this, which I would prefer not to have to deal with. Sadly, we do. And, you know, if these cameras in police cars, and frankly, I think every police officer in America should have a camera, a body-worn camera, too. If these were streaming live to the Internet, there wouldn't be any question. Ferguson wouldn't be on fire right now. You would see what happened. Because I don't think people would have as nearly as big of a problem with shooting an unarmed man in the back if that unarmed man had jacked you in the face two times, right? Like, that's going to be an entirely different conversation than an unarmed man running away that gets shot in the back two times.
Are you saying that he deserved to be shot in the back after he jacked somebody in the face?
I'm not claiming that at all. I'm claiming that probably Ferguson wouldn't be on fire.
I don't know about that. Let's go to James in Panama City. And besides, you know, those cameras are not available live stream, so you're talking about
why
a
not?
Future. I don't. That would be fairly expensive.
No,
anyway,
it wouldn't. You
James,
can,
you're
my
on
car
Talk
Live. Connects to my cell phone, which can stream right to the Internet.
Anyway, James, go ahead.
I enjoy your show very much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I just have a comment about all our public service, the way people are criticizing them, the word, the phrase in itself, or to tell people what they're public servants. All the blame is going to come back to the public if you follow it far enough, where they are elected, appointed, or whatever. It's our problem. We put them in that position. Now let's respect them and support them.
Hold on. Just to clarify, you want to support the police in the Ferguson situation, or are you just making general statements about supporting the police?
I want to support the police in the Ferguson situation. That police chief, in my opinion, did everything right. He is
just to
right
clarify, now, we weren't talking about the chief here. We're talking about the officer who shot the guy. So do you think that he should have shot that man in the back?
If he was coming after his gun, absolutely.
No, he was 35 feet away.
35 feet away, shot in the back.
35 feet away, running away, and allegedly had his hands up in the air. Hang on a second, James. We can bring it back if you like. He allegedly had his hands up in the air, waving them to show that he didn't have a weapon as he was running away. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. The curfew has been called out for Ferguson. We'll give you more details on that coming up. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in a 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We've got plenty of time for you to call in, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, if we get a chance, population control on a kind of a wider scale. There's an editorial piece at Wired magazine that Mark may share with us. But your calls come first here. We're heavy into the Ferguson topic, which is a good thing. I'm glad people are talking about this. There was some discussion about it earlier this week on Free Talk Live. For those of you who don't get the weekday program on your local radio station, you can always go and download episodes. Mark, you guys hit it up initially on Tuesday night, and then Daryl and Ellen and I, we really dug into it for about a couple hours last night. But there's been developments. Last night there was, you know, supposedly things had slowed down. The protests that were happening were all allegedly peaceful. And then apparently late last night things went pretty crazy in Ferguson, where there's now a curfew. We can talk more about that here in a moment. Also take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Now, if you care about online privacy, check out ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. It encrypts your data, meaning that before anything leaves the network port on your computer, it's encrypted. So your internet service provider, local people might be sitting in the coffee shop trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. Anybody who's trying to get into your information from that, you know, from that local perspective, is not going to be able to do it if you're using ProXPN because it encrypts your data. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can get started there, download their free app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but it also works with Linux. You can get 50% off of the premium account, the annual account, by using code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL. And if you want to save even more on that annual account, use this code for a Bitcoin discount of 62% off, FTLBTC. So two codes. If you're not going to do Bitcoin, it's FTL50. If you got Bitcoin, FTLBTC for the deepest discount. On ProXPN with that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to connect to, and you can even privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Go and learn more and get started right now at proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget codes FTL50 or FTLBTC. We go back to the phones with your calls and thoughts. James is listening in Panama City. Now, James, you called in initially saying there are public servants and we've got to support them. And you were talking about specifically the people, the police in Ferguson. We then pointed out that the officer in question here allegedly shot this man in the back and shot him at a distance of 35 feet away as he was running away with his hands in the air. Does that change how you feel about just by default supporting the police?
Not at all. I just have not heard enough about the man being the man, not a child. He's a man, not a child, not a child.
I didn't call him a child.
Everybody else seems to want to call him a child. Okay. He's 18 years old.
Well, let's be clear. I didn't call him a child. I wouldn't care if he was 17 years old.
That's right.
He's a young man.
No, you have to care if he's 17. He's not of age. He's not a man. He would be a
he's
child.
Not a, what, cut it out. Would you just cut it out?
First you say that we have to respect public service. Then you assume that the government age of majority somehow makes somebody a man.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, they're 17th. The day before their 18th birthday, they okay. are the same person they are the day after.
Okay, do this. When your child, if you had a child, when he commits a crime at 17 years old,
I did.
See if they come and talk to you. See if they come and talk to you.
The fact is, I can tell you, when I was 17 years old, the police picked me up and didn't let me talk to my parents. So they treated me like a man.
Thanks, James, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Here we've got Lance listening in Atlantic City to WPG. Hello, Lance.
Hey, good evening. First and foremost, my condolences to everyone involved. The family of the young man, Mr. Brown, that unfortunately made poor decisions while he was in the store, and also for the officer in charge that unfortunately made a impromptu decision to whatever he did. But this is still under investigation. Bottom line is, I hate to say it, but the media, not you, not your radio station, but the visual media, that puts news out, and social media, tweets, YouTube, everything that anybody has a cell phone. I'm surprised that no one there had a cell phone until after the episode went down. I'm really
you're talking about the shooting of you're talking about the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson.
Absolutely.
I'm a journalist, and I have a cell phone that has a camera on it, and I can actually stream live to the internet. But it takes me sometimes as long as 30 to 45 seconds to get going.
Absolutely. And you don't know the spontaneity. See, that's the thing that that a lot of people don't understand. Law enforcement officers, when they go through the training program, they are taught to use deadly force, shoot to kill. Now, I don't know.
They're supposed to be taught to only, you know, to try to de-escalate encounters. They're supposed to be taught to only use the appropriate amount of force in response to what is being used against them in order to be able to subdue the individual.
What's your first name?
I'm Ian, and Mark's on the other side of the table here.
Ian, Mark. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what job we take and what training we get, we're supposed to be gifted and endowed with common sense. And as long as I can remember my fifth or sixth year that I was growing up, if a police officer or a person in authority, in a uniform, said to me, stop, halt, I stopped, I halted, and I didn't move. And that's common sense. See, no one's.
I don't think that's common sense. See, the fact is when you're talking about different groups deal with law enforcement differently. If, for instance, now let's look at the history of police in the United States. The fact is, you can look at the lineage from slave grabbers. You know, the people that went out and captured slaves and returned them to their masters, and how those people moved.
Yeah,
they moved directly into law enforcement. Same individuals. Police didn't even exist until the 1850s. Those people transitioned over, and oftentimes law enforcement has been used as an agency to control, people of color. I wouldn't doubt for a second that there are people of color in this nation that when a police officer says to halt, they run.
Ian, please don't say people of color.
All right.
Back in the 1850s, there was still a class set up society. You either were a servant or you were evolving out of being in slavery.
Indentured servitude didn't exist in the 1850s.
It wasn't. But
brother, you're still in slavery. I hate to break this to you, but...
I have news for you. People enslave themselves, Ian, and you know that. Come on. People
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You mean like banks?
They make decisions that shorten their opportunities to make rational decisions. And they do it either out of insecurities, peer pressure, or cultural values.
There's certainly no doubt that people can choose.
I'm not a sociologist. I'm not into
great.
The
me neither.
Background.
But we can both talk about these things. Now,
absolutely.
Lance, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sure, people can choose to enslave themselves to addiction. They can choose to enslave themselves to some sort of contract.
Here's what I don't understand. Why in the world are people defending a public servant, you know, your employee that was supposed to be here to protect you, that shot another civilian just like you in the back who was unarmed? At this point, there's no defense for that.
Mark, he stole a box of cigars.
He may or may not have stolen a box of cigars. He may or may not have punch somebody, but that's not a reason to draw your weapon and use deadly force.
Absolutely.
This was a neighborhood. Do you know how, when police officers shoot, they often miss 2 out of 3 times.
Yep.
You're lucky this bullet didn't go somewhere and kill someone else, too.
Go through the side of a home, right through a baby or something like that. It's not unheard of. So, again, we will take your calls here, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Tina's with us, listening in Wisconsin to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Tina.
Hey, I have actually a couple of comments.
Sure.
First, I want to point out that I'm black. I'm a black woman, raised by a very, very strong black woman, and very proud of that. But the two comments I want to make are this. The first one is we're saying in terms of the tape that was released about the gentleman, the black gentleman in the white T-shirt and the hat who strong-armed a gentleman in a convenience store and sold some cigars, we're saying we don't know whether or not that's this gentleman.
You're right. It may or may not be. Stand by. I want you to get to your second point, but hang on. We're going to bring you back for that. More with Tina in moments. Your calls are welcome as well here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday show.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has 2/3 of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Your calls are welcome on whatever's on your mind. A lot of people want to talk about Ferguson, police state. That seems to be pretty clear. If you haven't been paying attention until now, surprise! The police have been arming up with all kinds of tanks and guns and fatigues and basically pretending like they're the military, which, of course, is a scary thing, as one of the folks from the Cato Institute pointed out in an article we shared last night. When you start dressing the police as though they're the military and treating them like they're the military, that can change their mindset. Let's say move it away from respecting the rights of the people they're supposed to be so-called serving to just following orders and enforcing laws mindlessly.
Well, in many cases, these police officers are military members, so they're using the same equipment. In many cases, being asked to do similar jobs. This work here in Ferguson, for a while there, looked a lot like what you might see going on in civilian suppression in a foreign country.
Tina back on the line here. She's in Wisconsin, the Madison area, listening to the Mike 92.1. Now, Tina, you wanted to make two points. You said you are a black lady there in the Madison area. Can you recap point number one for me?
Yes. Based on the video that was released, this gentleman, the video that I saw on YouTube about someone robbing a convenience store, and obviously, in our society, in a lot of societies, perception is reality. So, now we've got this firestorm of people who believe that he walked into the store and grabbed somebody by the neck and slammed them to the floor and stole cigars, okay? We don't know if that happened. We don't know if that's him or not. And in the same sense of that, none of us were there when this young man got shot, as tragic as it is. And we don't know what happened. We just have absolutely no idea what happened. We've heard accounts. We've heard people say what happened. But when we're releasing information out to the public about things that none of us know nothing about, that's part of what fuels the fire, and not only in the community, but in other communities, outside of the community. And that's where a part of my frustration is. That's my first point. My second point is based on, let's say that this video proves that the gentleman who was there was Mr. Brown, and he stole these cigars and did what he did in this video. What I think is a larger problem, and what we really need to understand as black people, is that the root of this is, how do we keep black men from being in those positions and being in back of squad cars? And the reason why I'm saying this is because we know that there's police brutality. We know that there's racism within the police department. Mm-hmm. We know that they do these things. Why in God's name are black men, making decisions that are going to put them in a position where something like this could potentially happen?
Is this about black men as much as it is young men? I mean, isn't it more likely to be young men of all skin colors who are going to do things like robberies?
You have to understand that I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I don't live there anymore, but that's where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And Milwaukee is probably one of the most segregated cities in the entire United States. And every single night on the news in Milwaukee, the only thing that you hear about are shootings in our black communities and black men ending up in the back of squad cars. And we have had situations where black men have been shot, and situations where the cops have been chasing a black man who just came from robbing a store and has gotten shot and gotten seriously hurt. And we want to blame the police. And I'm not defending what the police in Ferguson did. But what I'm saying is that the biggest problem is, we have to try and teach our young men not to put ourselves in a position to be put in the line of fire in situations where we know that there's potential for people to not do the right thing.
Yeah, I agree with this completely.
And that's the really unfortunate part of this, and I think is a much stronger message that needs to be put out there.
Well, this is right. I mean, isn't this essentially a larger conversation? And it's a fine conversation to have about, well, okay, you've got young – I think it's also a young person thing as well, a young male thing.
But incarceration of young black males is significantly higher than incarceration rates.
There's no doubt.
Okay.
And I think that has something to do with racist cops.
I'm not going to disagree, but I think that it also has something to do with sort of an institutional culture. I've told you about my friend Reggie, who met in prison, knew him for a couple of years. I met him out at a movie, just out when we were out on the streets. And I said, hey, what are you doing for work? And he says, work? I don't work. And he said, like I had
brother,
just
I can take you to white trailer parks that have the same kind of people in them.
Fine.
So I think this is a conversation about.
That's very true. What you're
this is a question
is,
about, I think, more about poverty. I mean, yes, rich kids are going to screw around too, but probably in not as dangerous a fashion involving, robberies and home invasions and things like that. So then it becomes a question about poverty and how can we help people alleviate themselves of the poverty trap, if you will. And I think that to answer that question, my answer to it is to get the government's boot off of poor people's necks. I mean, the government, various different state governments and local governments all around the country, especially the federal government, they make creating a life for oneself very difficult, creating a business. For instance, if you are a poor person and you want to open up a business, let's say a restaurant, in most places, in a lot of cities, you would not be able to open up a restaurant in your own kitchen. But that would be a way for a poor person to begin serving food to people without having a lot of overhead over top of them, to make some money, to get some bills paid. And maybe if people could become entrepreneurs without having to beg some government bureaucrat's permission, we'd have more innovators, we'd have more people who were starting their own businesses rather than selling drugs in the streets. And of course, we can also legalize drugs.
That, but what I think part of that problem is, and part of what we have to do with that, and what you need to understand, is that if we are not teaching people how to value themselves and how to see themselves as valuable, it doesn't matter what the government gives you. If you don't believe that that's something that you're capable of doing to the best of your ability,
that's true.
What they give you is not going to matter.
And I'm not saying it's going to be a panacea. I'm not saying it's going to solve all the world's ills.
It starts with the community, and it starts with the family. And I'm saying this from experience, because I grew up unbelievably poor. Ridiculously poor. And my mother taught me at a very, very young age. I mean, she talked me through it throughout almost my whole life. Look, there's going to be people who aren't going to hire you because of the color of your skin. There's going to be people who aren't going to like you from the black side because you talk like a white person. But you need to pull forward, and you need to understand your value. I mean, she pounded it into me.
I want to thank you for your call tonight. It was very thoughtful, and I appreciate you taking this in a different direction. Thank you for it. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE.
I love having the racial conversations where it's not, like, hidden and it's not charged.
I mean, but you were a little white thug when you were 17, right?
Indeed I was.
Yeah.
You were 17. You weren't.
Well, you know, I wasn't as bad. I did a few things at school that probably were not so appropriate. But
I really just wanted to be cool and fit in.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to be cooler than the next guy.
Well, of course, when you're 17, 16, 15, you know, getting a job can be very, very difficult.
I had a job since I was 12.
Well, you're unusual, but in a lot of cases...
Now I'm unusual. I was just ordinary.
I think that's unusual.
Ago.
I think that that's unusual. Somebody who's working a job at age 12. Did I say you were ordinary? If so,
I was a thug at age
17. I don't know if that meant that you were ordinary. I was just kind of describing that, you know, I don't think it's necessarily so much about it being, you know, black young people as much as it is just people who are in poverty and tough places to live. They feel like they don't have options. And when you don't have options, maybe gang activity is an option for you. Now, of course, if we were to legalize drugs and legalize prostitution and gambling, that would take a whole lot of the areas of criminality away from people. There would probably still be gangs because people want to belong to something, but they'd be more likely out tagging things than stealing.
At that point, you're just talking about a club. Yeah. You know,
have to have something to run, basically.
Yeah, if there's no organized crime, then gangs don't really exist.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Charles is listening in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Charles.
Yeah, I had two questions, but just referring to what you just said, if we legalized murder, we'd have a lot fewer murderers, too.
That's ridiculous.
True.
You
know, gangs might very well, gangs might really go towards doing hitmen or something like that, but there's a difference between murder because there's a victim and smoking crack because
well,
there's not, right?
That's your opinion. Other people might not agree with you.
But well, those other people need to show me a pit. They need to show me a victim.
My two questions were, A, do we know that this guy was shot in the back? A, that's
the news
of the allegations.
Well, we don't know much of anything because the police won't release their video.
So that's an allegation. So nobody actually knows it then? Am I correct?
Well, let me. I wasn't there, so anything else is hearsay.
If they keep you in the dark if they keep you in the dark and they feed you crap, you'll grow mushrooms too. The fact is, we don't have any evidence because the police will not release the evidence.
Okay, so you don't know whether he was shot in the back or not.
You don't know anything.
Point number one. All right.
Okay.
Well,
did O.J. Simpson kill his wife? Let me ask you this: did O.J. Simpson kill his wife?
Hey, buddy. You just answered my question. Nobody knows if this guy was even shot in the back.
All right. Everything we get from the media, we don't know anything.
Brother, you don't even know if you're alive. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, we have to go by what we hear, and that's what we report here on Free Talk Live, just like you're free to report as well. But the story that I've seen has not yet been challenged. The story that this man has been shot in the back... Michael Brown there in Ferguson. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.